So hello and welcome back to another episode of Probably House. I'm your host, Hoss, and this episode is a very special one because first of all, it's my first fully English episode, and second one, we have a very special guest today, which has over 300k followers. No, it's in the road to 300k followers on TikTok and in the road to 10k followers on Twitch. This guest is from Australia and his name is Joel C. Welcome in, Joel.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm doing well, thank you. Hope you're doing well too.
Yeah, I'm okay. So Joel, what did you get up to this week?
Well, obviously I've been sick actually for most of the week, so I haven't actually been up to much, but mainly just streaming. I just finished university for this semester, which is good and relieving, so I've got a bit of a break, and mainly just been chilling.
Good. So I know that I just introduced yourself, but I would like you to tell us more about what you do in streaming and the whole content creator thing, what you actually do.
Yeah, so on Twitch, at the moment, I only just do hardcore Minecraft. And I've been doing hardcore Minecraft for about a year and a half now on Twitch. And on this specific same world that I have, that I haven't died in yet, thankfully, I've been going for about 6 months now, which has been a good journey, a good time. And then TikTok related, I haven't uploaded on TikTok recently due to university commitments, but we'll be uploading on TikTok again soon. However, I upload things like little comedy skits or wholesome skits or just like little short videos that people seem to enjoy, and mainly silent films as well.
Cool. So you said you're mainly stream hardcore, right? So how is that? Is that stressful?
I guess, are you talking about the part of streaming it or the playing?
No, the actual playing it.
Oh, playing? Yeah, it's always a bit stressful, especially when, because the thing is, in hardcore Minecraft, it's obviously always in hard mode, so there's just always going to be mobs that spawn at just any point, at any time that there's any darkness, so it could be any unexpected time. So even when you have, like, insane gear, you could just make one silly mistake or, like, not be alert at one point and just accidentally die, like... Or just be silly and cocky with me one time where I thought I could take on a charged creeper, but I couldn't, obviously. It's like most of the time it's pretty chill, especially when you get towards the like end game stage. But again, you always got to be on alert nonstop.
Cool. Just is the actual gameplay like that, but adding that to actually be streaming it and, as you say, maybe get cocky with people, what people are saying in chat, I'll guess it's a kind of stressful work, right? Got you into actual streaming it?
It was quite interesting, actually. I started off properly streaming a game called NBA 2K. And I was playing NBA for a while. But then I started playing Minecraft around early March or late February. I was streaming like a server with friends that I'd play on. But then what got me into hardcore was obviously seeing more streamers play hardcore, but also I just found a couple streamers doing the all achievements challenge on it, And I was like, oh, that interests me. I might want to do that. So that was literally the only point I started hardcore, was because I wanted to try and do all the achievements in hardcore. Oh, no, sorry. I think I saw people doing all achievements just in a normal survival. I tried to up at one and do it in hardcore. That's right. So I started hardcore that way. And my first world was awful compared to now. Obviously, I've learned so much. But I guess I kept going with it because I obviously enjoyed it. And then I started growing. Other people started enjoying it too. And yeah. It's, I don't know, I just still enjoy it to this day, which is good, so, and I think a few others do as well on stream.
Cool. So it was at first just for the fun of it, right? With the other game, and then you actually were seeking for an actual goal of maybe just stepping up the achievements thing, right?
Yeah, just for the all achievements.
Was it a similar story in grading on TikTok?
Oh, I created TikTok for the sole purpose of trying to grow my Twitch originally. And when I first started it properly, it didn't really work. I wasn't getting many views. I mean, I was doing okay. I had around like 200 followers. And then I kind of stopped because it wasn't really doing much with movement wise. So I sort of stopped it for a bit. But there was one man that I met through an SMP that I played. He goes by the name of Jim Dogger. And he is the one that was like, Joel, you just need to start doing TikTok again. I was like, why? It doesn't work. I don't know why. He's like, Joel, you need to trust me. It is such a good way to grow. I was like, oh, fine. So we recorded like a skit together because that's the sort of videos he does as well. And I mean, it kind of did okay. It didn't do the best, but we just kept doing skits together. And then eventually one blew up and almost got 1 million views, which is crazy. And that was my first video that was like, oh, I experienced that was like, oh, okay, you know, wow, I've experienced it. Now I can try and like learn from this and try and do more. And then like, I think it was like the next 3 or 4 videos were like over 100K each views. And then I started hitting follower milestones. And then after just like making more videos and just sort of experimenting, it just sort of kept growing and growing and growing, and found different sort of genres with creating videos. Like, I don't know, it could be like a funny skit, or it could be like a wholesome silent film, you know, or like obviously Twitch clips from my stream. But usually Twitch clips don't really work. I think I know why, but yeah. And I think there was one video where it's got nearly 5 million views now, and I've actually seen that video in so many other places now, because unfortunately there's people who steal content and upload it on their own accounts and try and take clout. But I guess I've learned a lot throughout my journey on TikTok. So yeah.
So from all the things that you said, what will be the thing that you really get out from doing TikTok? Maybe the editing of the skits, or maybe the actual people that you get from TikTok to Twitch, or the friendship that you maybe did. What is the thing that you mainly get out from TikTok?
There's a few things to it that I mainly got. My original intent was to grow my Twitch. That was just it. But I don't think it really, I mean, it helped a bit. There's been a few loyal people at the moment in my stream who have come from TikTok, which is cool, but you know, a few compared to like however many followers I have at the moment is not obviously a great ratio. But I guess what I took out of it now especially is definitely video editing, and improving my editing skills. And obviously connections as well. Connections was great, and networking with new people and new content creators to interact with. And also, this one might sound a bit weird, but personally, I guess just like the commitment to making videos, and I tried to daily, and it was just sort of good to, I guess, be a bit more productive in a way and feel more productive in content creation. So like, you know, I'd stream in the morning, finish in the afternoon, have lunch, and then after lunch I'd go straight to trying to record skits and edit them and upload, you know. So like, I felt like I had a full productive day sometimes, which was good. That's what I got out of it.
Good. You were talking about loyal people that you get from TikTok. So one thing that I personally seen in your Twitch chat is that there's always that percentage of your community that's really, really loyal. How do you accomplish that?
Oh yeah, I'm very lucky for it. I'm honestly not too sure how I accomplished that. They're just great people, honestly. I got very lucky with the community I have, and I'm very thankful for the people who are really, really loyal. I guess, like, I'm not, I don't know how to, like, give, like, proper advice for it, but I guess just be yourself when you're streaming, and the right, and as long as you, like, continue to be yourself, don't change who you are or let anyone else change you. As long as you just keep to yourself who you are, eventually people will come and watch and find you really, really enjoyable. And those are the ones who will always come back and watch. So yeah, honestly, just be yourself.
Good. Yeah, that sounds like proper in real life, maybe networking, like getting friends, like meeting people in real life. But I guess it's a totally different deal in this case. So outside Twitch and TikTok, what other things you mainly do?
Well, obviously I go to university. Are you talking about content creation or just like my whole
life? No, just like the main things that you feel like are worth like sharing, like, oh, people always will be asking like things that you do, like hobbies and other stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I study part-time university, and I do an IT course, specifically to do with mobile application development. And so I spend, I think, usually between 2 to 3 days a week going to actual like on campus university. Hobbies, I obviously enjoy gaming. Gaming's like a huge thing. Like anytime I have spare time or free time or just chilling out, I hop on games. I play a variety of games other than obviously Minecraft. I try not play Minecraft too much because I want to keep that mostly to content creation because I don't want to get worn out of enjoyment. So I play other games like Rocket League, Rust, I've been playing Counter-Strike recently, and like sporting games like FIFA and NBA sometimes. And that also leads on to my other hobby, which is playing basketball as a sport. And I play that at a pretty high level, actually, not the highest level, but a decent level of basketball. Yeah, that's about it.
Cool. So you were talking about the university, and also another thing that I've seen in your inside your community is your in real life friends, right? So what does your friends and your family think about your the things that you do that from streaming and a content creator in TikTok? What do they think?
Well, I'm very like luckily and I'm very thankful that all my friends and family have been very supportive of what I do with content creation. Friends were, as they can relate quite easily, and are already sort of, most of them are actually already in the field of content creation. I had met them through school as well when I grew up in school, and luckily I still have them as friends, and they're very good. But my family, my parents at first, when they heard about it, and I think it was like when I got my first paycheck from Twitch, they were, I already talked about streaming before, like as a proper thing, as like a thing where, no, mum, you can't come into my room while I'm streaming. It's important. Like, it's unprofessional, you know? And she was like, oh, whatever. But then when I showed my first paycheck from Twitch, they started to open their ears a lot more and realize, oh, damn, you know, you're making money from this? So I was like, yeah. So they were like, oh, okay. But after that, obviously they were a bit skeptical, but not too long after, they were very, very, very supportive. And they still are to this day, which I'm really, really thankful of. And they respect, you know, boundaries of when I'm streaming and all that. And if I need time for it, you know, they'll let me. Like, it's not like I say, like, oh, hi, mum, like, I can't go to this tomorrow because I've got streaming. She won't be like, oh, just cancel stream, you know. Like, she'll respect it and take it seriously and go, okay, you know, I'll let you stream because, you know, that's important to you. So, yeah, I've just been, yeah, I've been very lucky that they've accepted me as a content creator.
Cool. And supported me. Cool, cool, cool. And also, I gonna guess that a part maybe of your family also watch your streams, right?
Well, actually, my parents rarely do because it's at a time where they can't really. My mum's a flight attendant, so usually she's in the sky while I'm streaming. And dad's just, he's always working, so. But whenever they can, they do, yeah. Although Daisy's mum, Daisy, my girlfriend, she is probably my most loyal fan and viewer. She always watches a lot. She enjoys it.
Does the fact that friends and family from time to time see your stream affect the way that you talk in a stream? Maybe from the point of family-friendly streams? Does it affect it?
Do you mean like to turn my stream into family friendly?
Yeah, or what's your general take on family friendly streams?
I think I used to be a family friendly streamer for a bit. I don't think I am anymore. I'm definitely friendly, but I rarely swear. It's not in my nature to swear, but it's not like I'm not going to swear if I get emotional on stream, you know what I mean? So if my family join or like friends or whatever, I don't really change how I am. I try not to.
Okay, so you're saying that you mostly, in general, you're like that, and if a point where you will have maybe to swear or to not maybe be so friendly on a stream, it's gonna happen no matter what.
Yeah.
That's cool. So in another topic, let's talk about SMPs. You recently joined a new SMP. Of content creators called Blessingcraft, right?
I did, yes.
Who was that?
Well, I actually am just getting started on it now, but it's actually really, really professional. Like, it's really, really well done. I was very, very, very surprised of like the process of getting in, because we have weekly meetings. How they treat meetings, like there's a like we have a document recorded after every meeting and have like a chat where everyone can like access the PDF document from that meeting each week, and it's all just basically really professionally laid out, which I like, because compared to the last SMP I was on, it was quite how could you say it, like a bit of a meme, you know, people would meme around. It wasn't serious. It was just to sort of like have laughs and all that. Whereas this one's like a proper like server where, you know, I guess like it's sort of similar to Hermitcraft. But yeah, no, I've enjoyed my time so far, and I'm keen to get started too.
Nice. Did you apply for it?
Well, I got invited actually first by Viking Pilot, and then after that, it was just sort of my decision from, okay, I can go through the interview process if I want. So it's like there's a process where you got to try and get invited first and then do the process of interviewing. Because me and Viking are quite close as friends, he was willingly enough to just invite me as a friend, and I accepted. And before the invite, though, I wasn't actually planning on joining any other server again and just continuing on hardcore. But the main reason why I joined Pleasant Craft is obviously to network, but also to be able to have some content for my YouTube channel, because I'm starting that up soon as well, which should be cool.
So networking is the first thing that put you there, right?
Yeah.
So in the future, when you start doing more networking, maybe in that server or maybe in general with other content creators, have you ever thought about maybe brand deals, or where you get bigger and bigger in Twitch or maybe in TikTok? Have you ever thought about that?
Thought about brand deals?
Yeah.
A little bit, but not really too much. Like, when I say a little bit, I mean, like, you know, there was a phase where I bought a lot of G Fuel, and I was like, surely G Fuel just hooked me up with a sponsorship, you know. But not really. It's like, if it comes, it comes. But, and if I think it's good, I'll take it. But it's not like something that I'm going to go out of my way and try and get, if that makes sense. So if there is a point in time where I do grow a lot and start to get quite bigger, I'm not going to go out of my way to maybe ask like Nike for free shoes, or I don't know, Discord for free Nitro lifetime. Like if they email me and say, look, this is what we're offering, we're happy to do this, and I think it's a good offer and is beneficial for me especially, then I'll take it. But you know, I'm not going to shut down the idea of brand deals, of course.
Yeah, and what will be your take on it? Maybe what's the things that you will mainly search or look for inside a brand deal? Because everyone has boundaries where they know what things they will accept and things that they wouldn't. So maybe if a company or a brand gets with a deal for you, what will be the first thing that you see or look for in order to accept or deny that?
Well, to me, like, especially like a partnership brand deal, the brand that you partner with is like, I guess it shows it can kind of show a reputation of you, if that makes sense. Like, so I don't want to, you know, partner with someone who's already had issues in the past or done some bad stuff in the past, even though the offer may be good. Like, if the offer is like excellent, yet the brand itself has been not very good in the past, that's going to be an instant deny for me. So I'm going to basically be very picky with it. But as well, if like, say, a brand offers me a great deal and they've had no trouble in the past, however, they're a brand for like, I don't know, let's just say gardening, you know, I'm not going to probably accept it because, like, it doesn't relate to what I do as work. So, again, that would probably be another deny. What I would look for in a brand deal is, like, obviously a company that has a great reputation, a company that is, like, willing, like, I guess, like wants me, if that makes sense, like will prioritize and care for me basically. It's not like they'll put me on the side or anything like that. I want them to, you know, if they really want me, like I want to be able to know that I'm going to be treated well. And also a company that actually maybe like would be beneficial to my work. So for instance, maybe, I don't know, like I said, like a G Fuel sponsorship or a brand deal where they send me free G Fuel to drink on stream to keep me hyped up and all that, you know? So yeah.
Cool. And maybe we in the road for, you said you were constantly, like started constantly streaming about a year ago. Have you thought about quitting, maybe for troubles, for problems, or even just taking a break for university? Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, I've actually, like, I haven't ever taken a long break before since starting streaming properly, but it's definitely been on my mind quite a few times throughout my journey, and even just, like, maybe quitting. But I just sort of just, I always say to myself, just persist, persist, persist. And it happened at the times where I didn't enjoy what I was doing. So there was about two times, I reckon, during my streaming career where I didn't enjoy, actually, no, probably, no, just two times where I didn't enjoy playing hardcore, which is what I mainly do. So I switched it up to doing, I don't know, maybe some Bed Wars or Skyblock or something, you know, something a bit different just to keep me happy and entertained myself. Otherwise, I wasn't enjoying streaming. And then I would have got to a point where I was university, because I was doing full-time originally. It was getting really busy and content creation was getting, like streaming, sorry, was getting quite time-consuming too, as I was trying to grow as well. But it wasn't really working. And I wasn't enjoying what I was doing with hardcore. So there were a few times in my head where I was like, should I stop or should I take a big break? But I guess I just persisted and just kept going at it. And luckily, like, I was able to recover quite quickly and just say, look, you know, actually, I do enjoy this. I got to keep going, you know? And I guess that also was one of the reasons why I went from full-time university to part-time. So it allowed me a bit more time for social aspects and also streaming itself. And it was probably the best decision that I've done in my life because I was able to actually be really successful with streaming during that time, as well as just enjoy my life a lot more. So, yeah.
So, yes, the main thing, if it ever comes, the main thing that will make you take a break will be burnout.
Yeah, just burnt out mainly, yeah. Or like if I have to go on a holiday or like I'm sick or whatever. But other than those reasons, yeah, it's just mainly like burnt out or, yeah, just not enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah. What you think will happen to your channel or image or public image if you stopped or took a break?
Sorry, say that again?
What do you think will happen to your Twitch channel if you took a long break or just straight out stop streaming?
If I took a long break with my Twitch channel, obviously, like the viewers would decrease quite a bit. I think what would happen is like the really, really loyal viewers would return and watch, but the viewers that I originally had who would come into my stream every now and then or when they could probably wouldn't be there, obviously, because I'm not streaming. So it's sort of like, obviously, if you need to grow, you need to consistently keep streaming the same thing and do it well. But yeah, if I took a big break, it would definitely not only affect the numbers, but also like how I stream. Like, it feels weird sometimes when I even take like a couple days break or 3 days break. It feels like I haven't streamed forever. And then, I don't know, it feels a bit weird and different because it takes a lot of like skill and stamina to stream for quite a while, especially as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also you said that being constant was the main thing that put you where you are right now. So a break, I will guess that will affect also that growing line or that strike that you may have, growing views, growing followers as well, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So getting more into streaming and well, maybe not streaming, just interacting with chat. Of course, there's always gonna be weird stuff in chat. So, what comes to your mind when someone starts saying really overwhelming things and maybe complimenting you, but at the point that it gets uncomfortable?
I've learned a lot when it comes to dealing with chat. Like there's a lot of uncomfortable things that I said commonly in chat, which is unfortunate, and I'm sure every other streamer could relate, but I've just learned that, like, especially if they're brand new, you can't spend time on trying to deal with them and trying to convince them to do otherwise, because they're just not going to do it. They're just there to either troll or just make you feel uncomfortable. But there are times where they don't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. And I guess over time as well, I've sort of learned the difference between what the viewer's intention is. But if someone says overwhelming stuff, like overwhelmingly complimenting me, like to a point where it is uncomfortable, you know, I just say, I appreciate your compliments, but like, just tone it down a little bit. You know, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. And then if they continue, we just take action on it. But yeah, if anything as well on Twitch chat just happens where it's straight away just like uncomfortable for everyone and they're new, we just do the ban hammer.
Yeah. And in general, in chat, how do you decide what to read out loud or maybe what to respond to?
Well, I try to read and respond to every message that I can possible. The ones that I respond to, I read every message as I can, like as much as I can. But the ones that I respond to, obviously, are questions that are appropriate. If it's a question like that's just inappropriate or uncomfortable, I don't usually answer. I just say, like, either give them advice on how to alter the question to make it better, or just say, look, that's not tolerated. That's not, just please don't send that, you know. But I try to answer as many questions or chat messages as I can. Because I like interacting with chat. It's like one of the best, that's one of the main things to do while you're Twitch streaming, you know. But when it comes to, I guess, like when it comes to especially people spamming the same question as well, I may answer it, but usually most of the time I won't and just say, look, just tone it down. If you just send it once, I'll be able to respond. Yeah, it's just mainly like just sort of, it's not like if something bad happens, like say spam, it's not like we just delete the message and ignore it. You know, we just say, look, this is how you can make it better, or please don't do that, you know.
So, yeah. All right. So one thing that I'm curious about is within the same topic, even harmful messages or the same uncomfortable messages, have you carry on with those messages through your day? Maybe you try to not think about it, but just thought about it. And have that ever affected you one day where you read something mean? that ever affect you in your day?
Main messages, like, directly to me, the ones that say, like, I'm not going to swear, but, like, the ones that say, like, you're stupid or you're just dumb, whatever, they don't affect me during the day. Obviously, they affect me on the spot a bit, but I'm, over time as well, during my streaming career, I've been able to just learn to just ignore it, and it just doesn't matter to me. It's similar to hate comments as well on a video, like on TikTok. But the only messages that can get to me during the day and affect me is the ones that say that their mental health is not the best in a public chat. And obviously I say, like, look, it's probably not the best to type it in this sort of chat or scene. It's best to just, you know, talk to someone privately about it. Even though we delete it and try and move on from it, because obviously that's probably not best for Twitch public chat, especially for my streams, which is Minecraft, it still can get to my head just a little bit, and me going, I hope they're actually okay, you know? And so that's why I say to them, you know, you're more than welcome to message me privately if you need. But if it gets to a point where they need professional help, we will always advise them professional help.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's a really valid point. Because yes, the Twitch chat is not made for that unless your streaming says otherwise. But yes, that wasn't a thing that I would really ever thought that you would say. That yeah, maybe you say you saw something or someone being all sad, and you can see really if they are joking or maybe if they serious about it. But yeah, I see that being carried on a day. So moving on, what are your plans? First of all, short term, with Twitch and TikTok.
My short term plans, that's just continue what I do on Twitch. Hopefully improve my content and improve myself as a streamer as well. And on TikTok, my plans are to hopefully keep uploading on my main account with those skits, but actually start up another TikTok account, so have a second one, and actually upload dedicated Twitch clips on there, so that that account is specifically just for growing my Twitch and hopefully getting people from TikTok onto Twitch. Because on my main account, I mainly took the step and path of just growing the TikTok account itself, which I'm quite proud of, but I'd love to get a TikTok account that actually really helps out my Twitch and have a bigger community, which would be awesome.
What will be those points that you will improving streaming?
I guess just the way I interact to stream as well, and the way I commentate, the way I talk, the way I go about playing the game too. Because especially when I'm building and doing like a build where it just requires a lot of placing, or like even such as like a while ago when I was draining out a bunch of water in my Minecraft world, stuff like that, that is like repetitive, you can't really like commentate over, so you have to somehow keep your audience entertained throughout the whole stream. So maybe start talking about a topic that everyone can relate to and is interested in hearing, or even just telling stories that everyone is related, like can relate to or is interested in hearing, you know. But it can be quite hard to think of it on the spot where everyone can engage with it, you know. So those are the sort of aspects I'm mainly trying to improve on as a streamer.
Right. So in the other phrase, what are your long-term plans?
For improving as a streamer?
In general, in Twitch or in TikTok.
So my long-term plans, I've got a dream long-term plan, which is to be a full-time content creator. That would be sick. But obviously you got to work hard to get there. So my long-term plans are to I'd love to see me continue with my hardcore world still on Twitch, keep streaming that and show it to many, many more faces. But I wouldn't be angry at myself now if in the long term future I was doing something else other than hardcore. As long as I'm enjoying it and it's successful. And then with TikTok, long term, hopefully get two platforms to quite a big following and have them really successful, and hopefully have one of them really connect to my Twitch account where it actually grows my Twitch quite a lot. That would be amazing.
So, in general, you will say that going after what you enjoy will be like that long-term goal, right? To finish, do you have any maybe advice or maybe words that you would like to share?
Well, to anyone out there who's listening at the moment and is maybe pursuing the idea of being a streamer or content creator, and is just starting out, definitely just give it a shot. Just give it a go. And I highly recommend you try and get some friends or anyone, maybe family, just to maybe just have a watch of you and maybe just be active in chat so that you feel a bit more comfortable. Like when I started out, I always played with a friend or had a friend in my voice call to start off with because I was nervous and scared to stream just by myself. So when you're starting out, do those sort of things that can make you feel a bit comfortable because they will help you out. And yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Cool. That will be it for this episode. Thank you so much, y'all, for taking the time to come by and share all of that with us today. I really enjoy it, and I hope that the listeners enjoy it too, wherever you're listening live or you're listening in Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. With the same name, Probi House. Thank you again so much for being here, and we'll catch you later.